This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Pentagon will keep an aircraft carrier and another warship near Israel for several more weeks as the war with Hamas grinds on. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Mangani reports.
U.S. officials say Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin has ordered the USS Gerald R. Ford to remain in the Mediterranean, along with the cruiser USS Normandy, a part of the Ford carrier strike group. Other ships in the group already had their deployments extended. The move will allow the U.S. to keep two carriers in the region, a rarity in recent years, a sign of ongoing concerns about volatility in a region where the U.S. has ramped up its military presence since Hamas's October attack on Israel. Sagar Mangani, Washington.
Israeli and Palestinian representatives to the United Nations made their case in favor and against a ceasefire before the General Assembly on Friday. Ambassador to the Permanent Observer Mission of the State of Palestine, Riyad Mansour, spoke in favor of a ceasefire.
There is no way to end the massacres of civilians, including children, at an unprecedented pace. To address the occupation-made humanitarian catastrophe of unprecedented scale, except through a ceasefire.
Israeli representative to the UN, Gilad Erdan, spoke against a ceasefire.
An end to the war means turning our backs on the hostages. It means ensuring Hamas's continued rule in Gaza.
The speeches came after the General Assembly passed a resolution calling for a ceasefire on Tuesday. The resolution had 153 countries voting in favor and 23 abstaining. The U.S. and Israel, which argue a ceasefire only benefits Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, voted against the measure along with eight other countries.